within days of me being elected and before actually taking office, I was approached by the city saying, it looks like we're going to be short about $5 million. You know, we underestimated how much this project's going to cost. They were short $5 million, but we were also coming in much lower in terms of tourist development tax at that point than had been projected several years earlier. Our agreement with the city was when the tourist taxes are available, after we've met all of our other requirements for tourist development tax, then we'll make them available. So they wanted that money sooner than it was available, and they wanted more than they originally asked for. The $5 million went to $15 million, went to $25 million, and, you know—
You put the brakes on.
Yeah. Mayor Dyer and I had many conversations with his senior staff, my financial team. We brought the comptroller in, the Orange County comptroller, who's independent constitutional officer, and said, we're not putting any more money into this until we look at this project very carefully and make sure that the money, that we're value engineering and that we're getting the bang for the buck. And what we found was some things that we in Orange County would never have done. Now, it was the city's project. All we were was basically a funder. But when you
partner.
Go back to a funder and say, oh, we want to change the terms of the deal, we want you to give more money than you agreed to, I think the funder has a right to say, no, not unless you prove to me that this is necessary. What we found, as I said, was they had hired three architects instead of one. They're down to the one architect we said has to go. They got rid of. We found several millions of dollars that could be saved. They saved them. They brought in a real project manager who took every single one of the recommendations that the team that we had put together recommended. And then they did what I said they needed to do. You've got a group of people who believe in this project. They need to step up. And if a loan needs to be made, they wanted us to make a loan. Get the private sector to make the loan. When the money's there, when the tourist development revenues come in, we'll pay them back.
And Jim Pugh did step forward with a large contribution. And so do you think, is the Art Center suffering in any way with the changes made?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. In fact, I will argue that it is much better because less money is going into it, which means more money would be available for operational costs. I will tell you, I still have an outstanding concern. It's not my problem per se, but then I didn't think my problem was going to be their $30 million shortfall either. And that is, will there be the money available to operate it without sacrificing money from other arts and cultural organizations that rely on that philanthropy? So a little concerned about that, but that's Mayor Dyer's issue primarily.
You're talking long term.
Yes.
Will it be able to operate under its current financial structure?
Yeah. And that's a reasonable. I mean, when you look at other performing arts centers across the nation, the estimates that were used for this performing arts center were optimistic in terms of how much revenue they generate and how much expense. I, when it comes to finances, I'm an optimistic person, but when it comes to finances, I'm very conservative. I'd rather plan for the worst, hope for the best. And I don't think when you're dealing with public funds, there's any other approach that makes sense.
Talk to me a little bit about that relationship with Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. An Orlando magazine this past summer quoted you as saying you don't trust Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. You've said trust is a two-way street, and you and Dyer are working towards that trust. What's this relationship with Mayor Dyer?
Well, I mean, that quote was right after Mayor Dyer said that he didn't trust me. When asked, what am I going to do to fix the problem? I do think it's a two-way street. And I did not feel comfortable with the leadership that had been exercised over DPAC. And I think that, you know, if you look at what has transpired since, every issue we raised was legitimate. And trust is, it's not a trust your intention, but it's a, do I trust your judgment and your decision-making if you're going to come back and change the deal? And I think that's very legitimate. Now, if, you know, in terms of how do we get along wonderfully. We work together on an awful lot of projects. You saw us
just
yesterday.
You were just out the other day at the Stanton Solar Center.
Yeah. So it's there's not animosity. There's not ill will. I know Mayor Dyer well. I know his kids. I have high regard for him. Philosophically, when it comes to our approach to fiscal issues, we're pretty far apart. And so that's where you will sometimes see some clash.